This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time now for the Outdoorsman Radio Show with your host, Alan Ellis. Everybody, Alan Ellis here. This is the Outdoorsman Radio Show. We talk about fishing, hunting, and the great outdoors. And those of you who follow us on Facebook know that there's something special going on this morning. And if you're not a Facebook fan, you should be one, because we do send notices out to those folks that, you know, that follow the Facebook page. And to be honest with you, I don't go on there much. Sorry, I've got a social media coordinator. And send the information to her, and she takes care of that for us. And she responds, and she reacts, and she replies, and she does what she's supposed to do. And that her name is Laura. So, Laura, thanks for putting that post up. But if you have logged in and checked it out, you'll know that we've got something special going on. So, I'll give you a few minutes to look at that if you want to on Facebook. And if not, well, that's fine, too. Now, lot going on this week. I got a phone call yesterday, and I want to bounce it off you folks. We publish a magazine called the Maryland Hunting Quarterly. We put a lot of photos in there, and we celebrate a lot of people who, you know, taken a nice deer or got a, you know, limited geese, shot a nice duck, whatever it might be. And we put their picture in, and sometimes we put their stories in. And I just happened to go through the last issue, which happens to be the winter issue, which is November, December, January, and I started counting up some pictures of people with their deer, their geese, their turkeys, their, you know, whatever it might be. And there's so, you know, 50-some pictures in there of people with critters, squirrels, deer, turkeys, geese, ducks, you name it. But I got a phone call yesterday. We did an article on trapping called Fur Trapping, Get It Started. It's courtesy of the members of the Maryland Fur Trappers. And it's got equipment there for, you know, gear. It's got different pictures of traps and shovels and mesh screening and things like that. And it's got a picture of a tailgate full of muskrats, you know, from a trapper's tailgate. He could just get out of the marsh and there's a tailgate full of muskrats. But we put a picture of a red fox with its foot in a trap, looking very calmly in there. Small picture. Pictures 1.5 by 2.5, or maybe 2 by 2.5, something like that. Full view of the fox, you know, and just to illustrate that foxes are caught by trappers. So this guy called, and he was upset by this picture. And he described himself, he said, "I'm a big-time hunter. Why did you put that picture of that fox in a trap in your magazine?" Article on trapping. "But why a picture of a live fox?" It's an article on trapping. "Well, you know, I like your magazine. I got to look through there and show my daughter. You know, I'll show this to my daughter, and that'll upset her." Okay. "What about all the pictures of all the dead deer and the dead ducks and the dead bears? You know, well, she understands hunting." Okay. "What about a trail cam picture of a deer that was taken, and here's the live picture of the deer on your trail camera, and then there's the dead picture of the deer, that, you know, the hero shot, the guy holding the antlers, who's harvested that deer that he caught on camera the night before, the day before, the week before, the month before, or, you know, 6 months before?" "Well, that's different." "Okay. I don't think you should have a picture of it." And then he launched into a total rant that was ignorant of trapping practices. And I simply said to the guy, what do you know about trapping? Well, I said, are you thinking that that fox in that trap, that there's teeth on that trap and they're cutting into that fox's leg? You know, because he said, it's getting his leg cut off. I said, really? I said, did you know that the two jaws that go together are smooth and sometimes even offset so that they don't damage the animal? And that if the trapper finds that he's got an animal in there that he doesn't want to keep, he can release it? Really? Yeah. We knew that. Okay. Do you know that red fox and most of the animals that fur trappers catch are like raccoons and skunks and things like that are rabies vector species? And that, one of the highest incidences of rabies, highest numbers of rabies in Maryland is in Montgomery County and on the Eastern Shore where you live? Really? Yeah. I knew that. I said, so, what do you think about the picture now? Well, I guess I don't know enough about trapping. I said, yeah, now you can tell your daughter that if she sees that picture and comments on it, that if a trapper does catch something that he doesn't want to keep, maybe it's somebody's dog or cat, whatever it might be, they can release it unharmed. Oh, I didn't know that. Okay, well, that's fine. That's fine. So, you know, this is not the only time I've been upbraided for talking about fox trapping for some reason. Had a lady that works at a feed store just climb up one side and down the other about an article we put in a hunting magazine about fur trapping for a red fox. Horse person. I don't know if that speaks volumes to you, but it certainly did to me. So, anyway, it's okay to, you know, chase them with dogs and horses to exhaustion, but it's not okay to trap them, I guess. I don't know. Anyway, but I thought I'd bring that up. That was one thing that was in front of me this week. So, you know, I thought I would throw that out to our listeners and hope that you might have a comment about that. Another thing that took place this week was as I travel from store to store, which I do, and talk to the folks about, you know, promoting their businesses through our magazines and advertising with us on the radio show and in the magazines and things like that, several of the store owners were upset that Department of Natural Resources has put a regulation in effect that now limits the number of rods per angler in tidal waters to 3. Freshwater fishermen have been dealing with, you know, 3 rods per angler for eons, and this was a item of contention. And the tackle shop owners felt that the department had snuck this in under the radar, and that that the DNR didn't tell anybody, and they just did it, and they didn't consult with anyone. Well, the first question I want to ask is, if you're on the Chesapeake Bay, you're trolling for trophy rockfish, and you're limited to only 3 rods per person, does that impact you? If you're on your boat by yourself and you're trolling, how many rods do you run by yourself? How many rods do you run with you and another person? How many rods do you run with you and 2 other persons? How many rods do you run with you and 3 other persons? I'd like to know from our trollers how this would affect them. Some of the tackle shop owners were very upset because they felt that this, you know, they've ordered their tackle, they've got their inventory for 2014, and now this regulation goes into effect, and they've got the trophy season coming up, so they're not going to sell nearly as many rods and reels as they have in the past because the department has snuck in this regulation limiting rods per person to 3. So I would just like you to know if you feel the same way, if you think that that's what was done. See, I happen to have the history of the whole process. In 2011, the General Assembly passed House Bill 111, which required the Department of Natural Resources to consult with the Title Fisheries Advisory Commission and the Sport Fish Advisory Commission to create regulations pertaining to recreational fishing gear and four commercial fishing gears. Okay. As required under this law, the department considered relevant biological, ecological, and socioeconomic factors in creating the proposed action. And on it goes. Public meetings, scoping meetings, meetings with the Sport Fish Advisory Commission and the Tidal Fish Advisory Commission. And then, just like with the hunting regulations, you know, goes before the stakeholders, which is the Tidal Fish Advisory Commission, the Sport Fish Advisory Commission, and sometimes joint meetings of the two. And, you know, it's discussed and beat back and forth. And then it's any proposals put up for public consumption and comment. Public meetings are conducted, and on it goes. And there was a 22-page public scoping meeting, one in Cambridge, one in Annapolis, and one in Western Maryland, where PowerPoints were put up, posters were put up. People were free to come as they wished. They were invited and review the proposals and make comments on them. So that took place from 2011 till now. And now the tackle shop owners are upset that nobody told them. As a fisherman, where do you get your advice? Where do you get your counsel? Where do you get your information? Do you get it online somewhere from an online forum? Do you get it from an article, publication, a newspaper, a local outdoor writer? Are you friends with the Sport Fish Advisory Commissioner, or are you friends with a Tidal Fish Advisory Commissioner? And let's ask the next question. What's the role of one of those commissioners? You know, these are people that represent various fishing clubs, fishing organizations, conservation groups, and things like that. They attend these meetings sometimes, and they get the information, and they get information prior to the meeting. They get, you know, a review of what's going to be discussed. They go to the meetings. They discuss things. They get papers. They get, you know, literature. They get information, and then they're charged with, you know, going back to their constituents and informing them and getting feedback from them, and then coming back to the next meeting or commenting to, you know, the department, saying, this is what our group thinks about this. This is what I think about this. This is what we think about this. Apparently, nobody had a problem with three rods per angler. But now all of a sudden the department has waylaid the tackle shop owners. If you're a tackle shop owner, and I love you guys and I support you guys, but did you get the information ahead of time from your representative or even a customer or anybody? 410-922-6680 is our phone number. All right, since you had an opportunity to check on Facebook now, The Outdoorsman Radio Show, you found out what we're doing. So we're accepting phone calls, and let me tell you what that says on Facebook. That says that people who have interesting calls and entertaining calls will be selected to receive tickets to the Great American Outdoor Show in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. I thought that would generate a few calls. You know, we've got a few Facebook fans, and a few. People like to go to the outdoor show in Harrisburg. We've got free tickets. So that's what you have to do. See, it's amazing to me when I'm not giving something away that people don't have anything to say. But that's okay. Maybe you're hunting today. Maybe you're, as I said, in bed with the covers pulled up over you listening to the radio. And that's fine, too. I'm not picking on you. Not a bit. But I do have something to give away. What do you think? Well, we'll talk about some more stuff when we come back from this commercial break. This is Alan Ellis for Linex Spray-On Bedliners. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex are proud to provide outstanding customer service just like their number one rated Linex Spray-On Bedliners with a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex Spray-On Bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. It has a durable non-slip surface and is impervious to fuels and harsh chemicals, deer blood, crab juice, and it protects against impact and abrasion from tree stands, tools, and all the other junk you carry in your truck bed. It's easy to clean at the local car wash. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex now offer the new Linex Premium that looks better and lasts longer. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 400 Arundel Corporation Road, just off Beltway Exit 3A. Call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. And Catonsville Linex is located at 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. Call 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex Spray-On Bed Liner.
This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. To participate in the show, call 410-WCBM-680 or 1-800-WCBM-680.
W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg has taken care of my trucks for over 25 years. Anything from a simple oil change to extensive engine work, brakes, tune-ups, everything, their motto is, we do it. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles. Large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Look for the big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410. W&W Tire and Auto. I enjoy the memories of my hunts as much as I enjoy hunting. The best way to honor the game that you have taken is by preserving your trophy through taxidermy. My taxidermist is Don Travis of Travis Taxidermy near Chestertown. Don has mounted over a dozen ducks for me, my best buck, and my pronghorn antelope with skill and craftsmanship. I wouldn't have it any other way, and neither should you. With over 40 years of experience, Travis Taxidermy has completed specimens from wood ducks to whitetails for thousands of Maryland hunters to the exotic big game animals of Africa and Alaska and beyond. But he would just as soon see you with your buck or your youngster's first goose. Is Travis Taxidermy the cheapest guy in town? No, sir, he's not. Nor is he the most expensive, but in my opinion, he's just the best. For 40 years, Don and his crew have been transforming skin and bones into magnificent creations that will let you relive the memory of your hunt for a lifetime. Call Travis Taxidermy, 410-778-4107. Stop by the showroom or visit TravisTaxidermy.com. Travis Taxidermy, 410-778-4107, exceeding your expectations for over 40 years.
The Wild is calling. The Great American Outdoor Show, presented by Outdoor Channel, is coming to the Farm Show Complex in Harrisburg, February 1st to the 9th, celebrating the outdoor traditions treasured by millions of Americans, with celebrity appearances from Michael Wandel, Lee and Tiffany, and many more. Plus tons of events for the entire family, including the NRA Country Jam. Start your adventure now by getting your tickets at GreatAmericanOutdoorShow.org.
Hunters, you could win a $300 gift card from Bass Pro Shops in the statewide Doe Harvest Challenge. You can enter every doe you donate during all deer seasons. Maryland is divided into three regions with 10 chances to win in each region. Just donate your doe through an FHFH deer processor listed in your hunting guide and fill out the entry card. That's it. By donating your doe, you feed the hungry and please local farmers by reducing crop damage. The 2013 Doe Harvest Challenge is sponsored by the Maryland Grain Producers, the Soybean Board, Bass Pro Shops, the Farm Bureau, Farmers and Hunters Feeding the Hungry. For more information, visit FHFH.org.
This is Mark Levin inviting you to join me every weeknight from 7 to 9 with the most powerful names and talk. Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Every morning at the mine, you could see him arrive. He stood 6 foot six and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder and narrow at the hip. And everybody knew you didn't give no lip to Big John. Big Bad John.
Let's talk to Bernie in Ellicott City. Good morning, Bernie. How you doing?
Pretty good. How about you, sir?
Good. What's going on?
I was just calling about the comment, the story you were saying about the hunter that is undereducated on trash. It's pretty bad to hear that.
You know? I'm a big game hunter, a big-time hunter.
Yeah.
All right, as we said, you know. But
yeah, it's really sad. I don't know what he hunts for, but he doesn't realize that I was a big-time. I'm a big-time hunter, but I don't hunt as much, but I do trap.
Right.
But... You know, years ago when I was a kid, you know, ground pheasants everywhere. You know, why the pheasants disappeared? There's nobody hunting not hardly anybody taking out all these predators. They're eating a lot of the ground birds.
Well, that's part of the problem. Yes, sir. I agree with you on that.
Yeah. And I do some trapping on the Eastern Shore. I'm surprised at how many raccoons there are down there that actually, if you're trapping muskrats, they'll be ahead of you. They'll walk ahead of you, 2 hours ahead of you, and eat as many muskrats as they can before you can get to the traps at night.
Well, not only that, I mean, I assume you're also a fox trapper. You got to beware of coyotes that'll tear up your foxes.
Yes, sir.
They find a fox in a trap, the coyotes will kill them.
Yeah, the other thing people don't realize is, all these people that are, I guess, I don't know, the do-gooders, liberals, whatever, what you want to call them, but they have all these, the amount of creatures that I see out there that's doing damage to the natural wildlife is the amount of feral cats that you come across.
Mm-hmm.
It's phenomenal, the amount of number. One area I know of, there's probably over 200 feral cats that were, exterminated.
Yeah, well, I did a TV show one time many years ago out of Johnstown, Pennsylvania. And the fellow had a commercial mink ranch, and he, when he would feed the mink, which in the cages, the mixture contained fish, the food mixture, and he said it was amazing how many cats would show up when they'd go to feed the mink to come around and lick the scraps up that the mink, tossed out of their cages or whatever it might be, or that spilled on the ground or whatever. And he said, we had so many cats that we had to hire a commercial trapper to take care of those cats. And, people are concerned about their pets. Well,
right.
Yeah, keep your pets inside.
Right.
Pretty much is the way I put it, because, we have cats in our neighborhood. We've had feral cats. We've had people drop off cats in our neighborhood. And, I think at one point in time there were, with the kittens and everything else, we had 15 or 20 cats just around, my half block. And, it's definitely a problem. A problem. And so, I know trappers take care of that, and they don't say much about it. But, it's one of those things that people don't understand how much wildlife is damaged by feral cats. Go up to the Harvard de Grace shoreline up there. And walk somewhere around the vicinity of the marina and see how many feral cats you'll find up there roaming around. And people coming out and taking bags of feed out to feed them.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Well,
and then see how many birds you have on the shoreline.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I tell you, raccoons are you can get some fairly big raccoons, and they're a pretty tough animal if you get them cornered.
Sure.
But I've seen some cats out there that could, the size of them.
Yeah, wrestle raccoon, huh?
I'm telling you, I don't think that the raccoon would have a chance to get some of those animals. Those things are huge. I wouldn't run across one myself at night.
Hey, Bernie, I got a question for you.
Yes, sir.
Would you like to go to the Harrisburg show?
Yeah, I'd love to go to the Harrisburg show.
How would you like two tickets?
Oh, that'd be great.
All right, what we're going to do is we're going to take your name, your address, and your phone number, Bernie, and we will send you two tickets. How's that sound?
That'd be awesome, sir. It'd be awesome. I like your show. It's a great show.
Well, I like the fact you gave me a call on the subject that we were talking about, and so there you go.
One other thing.
Yeah.
Like you were saying about people that are, educated and undereducated about trapping. When I'm trapping on the Eastern Shore and you get permission from people to trap on their property, you get like a 50-50 response. Some of the people are very aware that the predators are overrunning, killing their chickens, killing, anything.
Right, sure.
All kinds of damage that they're doing. And the other thing with the rabies. So they're happy for you to come in and,
sure,
control the predators. There's nothing else taking out the predators. They're just becoming overpopulated. But then there are some people that are undereducated. These same ones that are undereducated, I guess the last statement I'll make is, they have the leather couches, the leather seats, the gloves and the hats and the fur line just in front of them. Where do you think that stuff comes from?
Sure, I understand. Yep, I'm with you, Bernie. All right.
Thank you, sir.
All right, buddy. Appreciate it. Hang on the line.
All right, thank you.
All right. We got you. There you go. Tom in Baltimore. Good morning, Tom. How are you?
Hey, speaking of cats, I have a house cat. I would like to get stuffed when she dies. Do you have any idea how much that would cost?
A couple hundred bucks.
couple hundred dollars.
Yeah.
Okay, that's all I wanted to know. Thanks, Ben.
Is that it?
That's it.
You don't want to know where you don't want to know where to go or anything like that?
She's not dead yet. She's still got like another maybe 6-7 years, I think, but so I'll cross that bridge. Or if you think it'll still be open, where?
Oh, you send me an email.
Okay. What's the name of your show?
It's the Outdoorsman Radio Show. My website is Ellis Outdoors. My email is ellis@ellisoutdoors.com.
Okay. All right, man. Thanks.
All right, buddy. Thanks. And the hate mail can come to that address, too, ellis@ellisoutdoors.com. I'd just like to say this. You know, we talk about what is called the so-called leg hold trap. I wrote this a while back, and I'll share it with you. Whenever and wherever anti-trapping legislation is introduced on a municipal or larger statewide scale, the goal is always to ban the primary tool of the trade, the so-called leg hold trap. This misnomer refers to the live hold foot trap, used predominantly to hold land-based fur bears without injury in case the captured animal needs to be released. For years, animal activists have portrayed the tradition and heritage of fur trapping as a cruel, primitive craft that indiscriminately targets any unwitting creature, including domestic pets, that happen to step into the waiting jaws of a bone-crushing leg-hold trap, only to suffer anguishing torment until killed by the brutish trapper. Nothing could be further from the truth. The fact is, the use of the humane live-hold foot trap is the preferred tool of trappers for the very reason activists decry its use. Any non-targeted animals can be and are routinely released unharmed. In addition, the live hold foot trap is used in the propagation of threatened species, including the Canada lynx and the red and gray wolf. In Maryland, this method has been used in the reintroduction of the river otter with much success. On a larger scale, the live hold foot trap is used to protect nesting waterfowl and endangered sea turtle eggs from ravaging predators. Just so you know. Jeff in Baltimore, good morning.
How you doing there, sir?
Good, buddy. How are you?
Oh, I'm awake. That's a good thing.
Hey, that's...
I've been up all night, so that's not a good thing.
That's what I got to do. I hear you. Yeah.
Well, you had to get up early, too, but I just wanted to give a call and say howdy, and I did get my license
good.
The other day. I made the dive. I took the plunge.
Oh, did you?
Yep. Goodbye to that $25, but it resulted in a couple of trout and a sucker fish today, so I'm off to the races in 2014.
Good for you. Good for you.
Up there in Little Falls, I guess you could say. A couple of areas up there, Little Falls and Gunpowder River. And,
now, what'd you do with the sucker?
Well, I put him right back in the water.
You did?
Yeah. Is there something else I should have done, or you might advise me?
Yeah, fry them in butter.
Fry them?
Oh, my. Yeah, they're a little bony, but, boy, we used to make a day of it in Pennsylvania. You know, the sucker run was in March up there, and you'd find a stream with a little mud in it, and, you know, get your box of night crawlers. You'd go out there, and you'd fish for suckers, put the weight on the bottom, you know, just a top, like a top and bottom rig, only use the little weight on the bottom and drifted that thing down the creek and wait for the suckers to bite, and they bit real slow, you know. They just...
Oh, okay. Well, I got this one on a woolly bugger on a...
They're looking for food, but these were the big white suckers, you know, and you'd let them take that bait, and you'd set that hook, and you'd give yourself a good fight early in the spring. You'd bring them in, you'd throw them in the cooler, or put them on the string or whatever. At the end of the day, you'd flay them out, or just gut them and skin them, and cook them right there on the stream bank. They're a little bony, but boy, are they good.
I have a hair on. Heron come and get me if I do that.
Well, maybe.
I had a battle with a heron before over a few fish.
Did you really? Who won? Who won?
Well, the dang heron won. He followed me. I was down there in Gunpowder River, and he followed me down the river while I fished, and then I walked back up on the road and got in the river for one more cast or two, and I pulled in one, and I turned around, and that thing was coming at me like a pterodactyl, and it flew all the way back upstream, and it took my trout and my woolly bugger right off the rod and went across the stream and ate it in front of me.
Nice. See, I don't like that. I don't like birds that do that. The pelicans in Florida annoy me. Seagulls annoy me. And one of the worst scares I ever had was walking through the marsh. This was years ago down in Dorchester County. I was walking through the marsh, and one of those dang great blue herons jumped up right in front of me. I mean, like 10 feet from me. And yeah. Like you said, it's like a phoenix rising out of the ashes. It's like a pterodactyl, like you said. Yeah. You come up out of there squawking and flapping, and oh, my gosh, you know, you're walking through the marsh real quiet, trying to be quiet, sneak up on some deer, and here comes this giant bird up out of there. Man, did that scare me.
Yeah, I always consider it a treat to see one of them, and it's something different to see, and especially in lieu of catching fish.
Yeah,
which is often the case. And also,
you got to see that.
Yeah, I've seen a bald eagle in Gunpowder River.
Yeah,
I've seen a bald eagle over Druid Hill Park Lake, not far from, but right over the lake, flying around.
Yeah, it was eating a deer carcass. Oh, never mind.
They're around.
Yeah, I know it. Okay, Jeff, I appreciate it.
Yeah, man, thank you.
Thanks, buddy. Stay in touch. There he goes. All right. Hey, let me tell you about our friends at Clyde Sports Shop. Clyde's Sports Shop. I stopped there the other day. They're getting ready for fishing season. They're gearing up. I mean, they still got handguns, no ammunition. I mean, it's hard to get ammunition, but they've got their firearms rolling. They're you know, getting ready for turkey season with the BPS pump and the But Billy really touted the A5 shotgun. He said, I've been using one since last year, since they came out. He said, that A5 will handle anything I put in there. He said, I only have the 3-inch. He said, it shoots all the 3-inch shells. He said, it shoots all my junk 2 3/4-inch steel shot. He said, I've shot everything through that. And he said, the recoil is not bad. As, you know, you'd think it would be shooting those magnum shells. He said, it's not bad at all. The Browning A5 shotgun in 12 gauge, it comes 3 or 3.5 inch, comes in camo, comes in black synthetic and black, and it also comes in the traditional wooden blue stock. And Billy says, man, he said, you tell the listeners that A5 is really something. So don't forget, Clyde Sports Shop is your full-line Browning dealer for your waterfowl hunters. Not only do they carry the A5, but the BPS pump, the Maxis, the Gold Light 10 gauge, and all the fine Browning firearms. Full line of fish and tackle, 20307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway, exit number 9. Their phone number, 410-242-6108. That's 410-242-6108. Live bait is in stock. People are getting ready to go fishing, getting their licenses. That fishing hotline, 410-247-3474, 247-FISH.
Don't be fooled by cheap crab prices. That's bull stuff. NBS Seafood offers live Louisiana blue crabs during the off-season. Avoid the pre-steamed, mushy, flavorless crab scandal. Get your live crabs at NBS Seafood. You can enjoy your crabs tonight. Cook your own crabs to unlock that special flavor that fresh steamed crabs are famous for. Just 20 minutes in your steamer, so good your taste buds scream. We even have the crab spice for you. Call NBS Seafood at 410-271-3202. NBS Seafood now has Chincoteague and Pocomoke oysters in the shell or by the pint. Maryland crab meat, live Maine lobsters, live crawfish, wild-cut Gulf shrimp, and many fresh and flash-frozen delights, too. NBS Seafood has a roadside stand at 1223 Dorsey Road in Glen Burnie next to Jim Donnie's RV. Open 7 days a week, Monday through Friday, 2:30 to 6:30, Saturday and Sunday from 10 to 6:30. That phone number is 410-271-3202, 410-271-3202 for live crabs. NBS Seafood, no bull stuff sold here. This is Alan Ellis for Linex Spray-On Bedliners. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie are proud to provide outstanding customer service just like their number one rated Linex spray-on bedliners with a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex spray-on bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. It has a durable non-slip surface and is impervious to fuels and harsh chemicals, deer blood, crab juice, and it protects against impact and abrasion from tree stands and tools and all the other junk you carry in your truck bed. It's easy to clean at your local car wash, too. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie now offer the new Linex Premium that looks better and lasts longer. Catonsville Linex is located at 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. Call 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie is located at 400 Arundel Corporation Road, just off Beltway Exit 3A. Call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. 7890199. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex spray-on bed liner. The Doe Harvest Challenge is now statewide. Deer hunters, by donating your female deer, you feed the hungry and please local farmers by reducing crop damage. Now you could win a $300 gift card from Bass Pro Shops. Maryland is divided into three regions with 10 chances to win in each region. Just donate your doe through an FHFH deer processor listed in your hunting guide and fill out the entry card. That's it. You can enter every doe you donate during all deer seasons. The 2013 Doe Harvest Challenge is sponsored by the Maryland Grain Producers, the Soybean Board, Bass Pro Shops, the Farm Bureau, and Farmers and Hunters Feeding the Hungry. For more information, visit FHFH.org.
Hey, drive home with me, Sean Hannity, Monday through Friday from 3 to 6 here on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Well, in North Carolina, way back in the hills, lived my old pappy and he had him a still. He brewed white lightning till the sun went down. Then he'd fill him a jug and he'd pass it around. Mighty, mighty pleasing, pappy's corn squeezing. Ooh, white lightning.
Got an email from my buddy Josh. Trapping is just as important to conservation management plan, as hunting. Trappers take target species that have direct effect on small game populations. Trappers, in their efforts, also round the corners on small game boom and bust cycles by lowering the vector species year after year, taking only a sustainable amount for the trapper's property. Trapping should be encouraged and taught for the continued conservation benefits. We have a whole generation of sportsmen whose parents failed to pass on the tools and techniques of trapping. That's true. That's true, Josh. Yep, I appreciate that. So I know one for a trapper in Carroll County who throughout the course of the season has probably taken, I guess, 75 or 80 foxes off of his own property, including a coyote, including probably another 30 or 40 raccoons. They'll be there next year. They will be there next year. Not those particular individuals, but there'll be just as many. And, you know, nature hates a vacuum, and you can't trap them all. So what happens is when that population is reduced, others from the surrounding area sees the opportunity and come into the area. So, you know, that's just how it works. Same way with any kind of deer hunting or fishing. If you take a trout out from behind a rock in a stream and you take it home and you eat it, well, guess what? That rock is a feeding station. Another trout's going to take advantage of that opportunity and move right into that same feeding station. And so that's the term is that nature hates a vacuum. Nature abhors a vacuum in the environment, and that's what happens in trapping. You've got somebody that's trapping a farm, and let's say they take 50 foxes off the farm, and then you don't see any all winter. Well, the neighboring farms and neighboring woodlands have foxes, and they produce young, and they move into those areas because it's places where they can catch mice and voles and birds and everything else, and they can continue to thrive. And that's exactly what happens. So as far as trapping, it is a sustainable resource management tool, just like deer hunting. So just thought you'd like to know. And if you'd like to weigh in on it, you're certainly welcome to do that. Our phone number here is 410-922-6680. That's 410-922-6680, if you'd like to give us a call. There's some news from the Department of Natural Resources this week that maybe you heard about it. A tractor trailer of oysters was seized in Easton. These were Maryland oysters that were headed for a seafood processor in Virginia. And there were, let's see, let me find it here. Well, as soon as the internet loads up here, we'll be able to do that for you. One of the largest oyster cases in recent years. Wednesday night, a Virginia truck driver was arrested. Fellow's name was Roderick Newman. He's 66 years old. He's from Tappahannock. He was charged with one count of attempting to transport undersized oysters out of state and five counts of possession of undersized and uncalled oysters. The truck was owned by Cowart Seafood Corporation of Lottsburg, Virginia, and it's being held in an NRP impoundment lot. And I understand that Cowart is unhappy with the NRP for seizing its truck. And, you know, it's going to, well, it will explore its legal options. Let me put it that way. Acting on a tip, officers pulled over the truck westbound on US 50 and East, and the truck was directed to a parking lot. Officers found that the truck had 188 bushels of oysters. Working by the light of their vehicle headlights, 17 officers and cadets measured every single oyster in 188 bushels, and the operation lasted more than 6 hours. All but one of the bushels contained oysters below the legal minimum of 3 inches. The percentage of undersized oysters for each bushel ranged from 6% to 46%, which is beyond Maryland's 5% tolerance level. And that made 178 bushels illegal out of the 188. Tractor-trailer load represents a daily limit of 16 oystermen. Power dredging, and it's worth more than $8,000, according to the Fisheries Service. The approximately 50 bushels of undersized oysters, which filled up the bed of a one-ton pickup, were separated from the legal cargo and returned to an Eastern Shore oyster sanctuary. This is the halfway point of Maryland's oyster season. Six-month oyster harvesting season, a time when poachers tend to seek out undersized oysters to make up for the increasing scarcity of the resource. Now, the department has come under criticism from some watermen's organizations for who are watching the video, who are saying that the cadets and the officers were incorrectly measuring one of the oysters, or maybe more. However, and we've heard this that the leading edge of the oyster can sometimes be chipped off and broken, and you know that's why they allow that 5% of undersized oysters in each bushel. However, this was between 6 and 46%. So I'm just thinking maybe somebody knew they were a little on the small side. Anyway, so that is a big bust as far as the oysters are concerned. And then the next day, anybody from Tillman Island listening? I would like to hear from somebody in Tillman Island, because every time we hear about a case involving, well, not every time, but a lot of times, every time we hear about a case involving, you know, poaching on our waterways, and in this case, it's, you know, four watermen were caught poaching, and, you know, it was four watermen a month ago were prosecuted for the illegal nets, the illegal gill nets that were set 2 years ago, and 10,000 pounds of rockfish were caught and caused a closure to the season for the honest watermen. And, you know, these guys were charged with a lot of violations. But for Maryland, the Maryland Natural Resources Police charged four men on, what day was the 17th? Yesterday. On Tuesday, they charged him with power dredging for oysters in the Harris Creek Sanctuary in Tillman Island. And names were Bartlett Wade Murphy, Jr., 39, Benjamin Murphy, 62, both at Tillman, with removing oysters from a sanctuary beyond 150 feet. Murphy was charged with improper tagging of an oyster container. Both men were scheduled to appear. Officers charged Willis Leonard Coleman, 59, of Cambridge, and Robert Andrew Walker, 43, of Hurlock, with removing oysters from a sanctuary within 150 feet. Both men are scheduled to appear in Talbot District Court. So, anyway, we always hear about guys from Tillman, and I know it's not all, but it seems to be a preponderance of Tillman Island watermen. Do we have somebody from Tillman that could call us? The number is 410-922-6680, 1-800-922-6680, and help us understand why Tillman Island is always mentioned. Is there a culture there? Is it a disregard for the law? Is it a resentment of the man? What is it? I don't know. But anyway, to Bartlett Wade Murphy and Benjamin Murphy and Willis Leonard Coleman, Jr., and Robert Andrew Walker, well, we have this little thing here for you. I'm breaking rocks in the hot sun. I fought the law and the
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
Wild is calling. The Great American Outdoor Show, presented by Outdoor Channel, is coming to the Farm Show Complex in Harrisburg, February 1st to the 9th, celebrating the outdoor traditions treasured by millions of Americans. Over 1,000 exhibitors at the largest sports and outdoor show in the world, plus tons of events for the entire family, including the NRA Country Jam. Start your adventure now by getting your tickets at greatamericanoutdoorshow.org.
Every now and then, you tag a nice buck or a pretty Drake duck, or you get a chance to go out west or Canada, Alaska, even Africa on a big game hunt, or your youngster bags his first deer or goose. Now you want to preserve the memory of that hunt and honor that trophy. Don Travis has mounted thousands of game animals from around the world at his shop, Travis Taxidermy, near Chestertown. Don's mounted over a dozen ducks for me, my best buck, my pronghorn antelope, with skill and craftsmanship I wouldn't have it any other way, and neither should you. I like visiting my accountant, seeing his mountain lion, his coos deer, his elk, and his wife's African lion, all mounted by Travis Taxidermy. Is Travis Taxidermy the cheapest guy in town? No, sir, he is not. Nor is he the most expensive. In my opinion, he's just the best. For 40 years, Don and his crew have transformed skin and bones into magnificent creations that will let you relive the memory of the hunt for a lifetime. Call Travis Taxidermy at 410-778-4107 or visit TravisTaxidermy.com. Travis Taxidermy, 410-778-4107, exceeding your expectations for 40 years. If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built your reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire and Auto.
You're on the most powerful names in talk. Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com.
Put me on a mountain. Way back in the backwoods. Put me on a lake with a biggin on the line. Put me around a campfire, cooking something I just cleaned. You do your thing, I'll do mine.
All right, we're back. 410-922-6680 is our phone number. We'll take one more call before the end of the hour if anybody decides they'd like to call in. We put it out there. Let's see. What do I have from our sponsors? Stop to see Clyde's this week, and we talked about fishing and what's coming up. Their sale is going to start February 28th, their annual sale. I do know that, so working with them on that, and they've got some great deals coming up on some products that we'll share with you later, but they're geared up for fishing. Linex, nothing new other than Bay Linex at Glen Burnie was in the top, I guess 50 or 20, I guess, in the country, maybe more than that, closer than that, maybe the top 15 in the country for the month of December. So he's doing well, thanks to folks like you that listen to the radio here and go show up and get your truck, get your bedliners done at Bay Line X and Catonsville Line X. And then we've got Travis Taxidermy. Stopped to see Don the other day. He was working on the largest Kodiak bear taken from Kodiak Island in 2013. The bear was 10 foot 4 inches. 10-foot, 4-inch bear. Think about that. Think about that. Goliath was 9'9", 6 cubits and a span. The bear was 10'4", huge. Amazing. Anyway, Travis Taxidermy. And W&W, I've dealt with them recently. I told you last week they fixed a problem with my truck that was involved a bad coil. And took care of that to my great satisfaction and relief, and we thank them for that. Found out it wasn't a worse problem like an injector, so that was good. NBS Seafood stopped by the other night, got some scallops and fried those up. They were absolutely delicious. They were scallops from Maine, and they were just wonderful. And I've had their oysters, too, so... It looks like Bill in Pasadena is going to have to either wait till the next hour if he'd like and, hold on through the news or call us back because we just flat ran out of time. But you can line up if you'd like at 410-922-6680 is our phone number. Callers that interest me, tickle me, are interesting, educational, and I select randomly could possibly win tickets to the Harrisburg show, the Great American Outdoor Show, which you've heard about here on our airwaves. That's the Harrisburg show, the Great American Outdoor Show, February 1st through the 9th. So we'll give a couple tickets away next hour. And that pretty much does it for here. You want to comment about trapping? You want to talk about the new regulations on gear, in particular 3 rods per angler in tidal waters? Well, you can do that next hour. Get out, stay out, stay safe.
Hunters, you could win a $300 gift card from Bass Pro Shops in the statewide Doe Harvest Challenge. You can enter every doe you donate during all deer seasons. Maryland is divided into 3 regions with 10 chances to win in each region. Just donate your doe through an FHFH deer processor listed in your hunting guide.